Now, the president of El Salvador, kind of connecting the dots, he's originally from Palestine.
He's Palestinian.
Yeah. His roots are Palestinian.
The president of El Salvador.
Yes.
His roots are Palestinian.
You prayed in the meeting?
Yes, of course. Several times, yeah.
Yes. His father was a Christian Palestinian who converted to Islam.
So his father actually converted to Islam.
Yes.
Wow, this is interesting.
He built some mosques in El Salvador.
Yeah. All right, so what's he saying now to Tucker?
So he actually said one of the main tools of the change was dua, supplication. Now, he was never explicit once. Now, I don't know, once again, his faith. Like, he did not voice it. He did not say, I'm
Muslim.
We don't
know if he's Muslim or...
No, I have no idea.
Does he represent himself as Christian or what? We don't...
In the entire interview, absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Except that he clearly believes in the Creator.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Did he say the word dua or he said just
no,
prayer?
No, he says we sought God's wisdom and we paused for a prayer.
Yeah.
So Tucker?
Yes.
Yeah, he asked him, like, have you ever heard anywhere in the world where in an executive meeting they paused to pray to God?
Yeah.
So the president says, I don't know, but that's what he did.
Yes.
He truly believed. Because he asked him, like, how were you able to do it? Mm-hmm. He said, in one word, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. It's required a miracle to have these gangs. It was 70,000 of them, you know, causing all this mess and killing people, etc. Mm-hmm. Then he says how everybody was criticizing the way he handled, because he was very firm. If you're one of them gangs, you're taken. Mm-hmm. So now things are quite interesting. Like, now, honestly, after that, I want to see how maybe I'll visit El Salvador at one point.
So wait, so he's saying that he's telling Tucker that what they eliminated the gangs. What?
Yes, they're all pretty much gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're taken to prison. So he believed in a way to have El Salvador in flourish. You got to stop the evil.
Yeah.
That's his theory. That's his idea. Mm-hmm. I want to have people to be able to go leave their houses safely. I want kids to be playing in the park comfortably. How can I start doing that when there are people killing right, left, and center?
Yeah.
He said something actually profound, all tied to this, actually. He said the issue with these gangs is that they're satanic. They're like devil worshippers. So they had like actual ritual. So they would kill regular innocent civilians just for sacrificing to their gods. Mm-hmm. And when they caught one of them and who was in prison... he said, I quit being part of this gang. They said, why did you quit being part of that gang? That's in El Salvador, the most dangerous country on earth at one point. He said, because as we were going and killing people right, left, and center, he said that we saw a baby, and one of our team, the one of the gangs, was going to kill the baby. So the guy said, what would you kill a baby for? He said, this is sacrifice for our God. He said, at this point, I'm like, this is going crazy. This is out of control now. Like, it's beyond. Yeah. This is like religiously happening.
Yeah, it had me thinking back when we first started of the far right, when they're attacking Muslims and Islam. And then in this situation now, what they want to have a civil society. I mean, we actually want it more. I mean, we have the blueprint how to achieve that. I mean, no Muslim, we have so much more in common. Muslims want a safe neighborhood.
Exactly.
And Muslims know how to go about to attain that.
Exactly.
How would you go ahead and... go ahead and elaborate on that, because they think, okay, Muslims are bad for society, but actually where you have more Muslims practicing Islam, exactly. And then Islam will handle those Muslims who call themselves Muslim by name, but by action, they're actually making they're thugs, and you have some out there like that, right?
Yes.
But Muslims who are actually abiding by Islam, you're going to have great neighborhoods. It's going to be cleaned up.
100%. And I think one of the biggest testimonies are non-Muslims that have Muslims move to their neighborhood. Muslims are abiding by the teachings of Islam, and they will tell you, these people are wonderful. You have an example in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Dallas, we know, is one of the most concentrated group of Muslims in the entire West, in nation.
Yes.
So where the Muslims moved in the Dallas, that city that once upon a time was not the safest or not in the best of shape, it now became one of the greatest cities in Texas.
Yes.
As an example. So we have clear data and example of when Muslims abide by the teaching of Islam, they make the country a better place. They make the city. The police now appreciate their presence, so on and so forth. Now, hopefully, not as much alcohol problems or murder problems and this and that. SubhanAllah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to make us all of those who follow the teachings of Allah and His Prophet, peace be upon Him.
You have some key statistics here that Muslims, this is, you can extend this, but this is for the UK, but you can extend this and look in places like what you just said, Dallas and whatnot. The Muslim community contributes over $31 billion to the UK economy. Wow. You have Muslims donate over $100 million to charities annually, giving four times as much to charity as the average Brit.
Yes.
So Muslims are the most charitable people. Over 40,000 Muslims work in the NHS, providing essential healthcare services. Over 114,000 plus Muslims are in higher managerial administration and professional occupations, and the list goes on here. That truly is undeniable that Muslims actually make the societies that they live in better places.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest testimonies is the financial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have in Islam as-sadaqatu burhan.
Yeah.
That giving charity is one of the biggest proofs of your faith. Like, do you really believe God will give you back tenfold? If you truly believe in that, then you will give. And here's an example, Muslims, and not many of them make that much money, yet they still give because they believe in the promise of God. Whenever I give, He gives me back. That's faith. Four times more than the typical British citizen.
Mm-hmm. So we went off to Venezuela over here real quick.
El Salvador, sorry,
because I mentioned Carl Tuckerson. I'm saying his name. I must have chopped his name up a few times. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying it. Carl Tuckerson. Tuckerson Carl, is that what it is? Tucker Carlson. And what I wanted to focus on was that you have a lot of Christians who are waking up like he is recently. I hope we can find his clip and play it.
What you're saying is the Scofield Bible, its theology is deceptive.
And guess who he was connected to, by the way? The Rothschilds.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of a Scofield Bible?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So C.I. Scofield was basically a student of John Darby, and he adopted that part of the doctrine.
Sense was the Scofield stuff, which has had massive implications for our foreign policy, for example, and in our domestic politics, was probably a lie.
Was.
I do know that that translation or that commentary on the Bible has had massive effects on our politics that have been very, very negative and resulted in the deaths of a lot.
He was talking to another famous Christian, and they were talking about the deception in one of the Bibles out there called the Scofield Bible. So I talked about this, I've been talking about this a lot because I had a Christian pastor who actually, I asked him, why are there so many Christians who are supporting what's happening? I mean, we're talking about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, right? Love, but then you have what's happening now against Christians and Muslims there in Palestine, correct?
Yes.
And he said, because we've been programmed, we're conditioned, and it kicked off with the Scofield Bible. See, the Scofield Bible was funded by the Zionist group, and they ended up supporting this Cyber Scofield, who got the teachings of John Nelson Darby. This is very interesting. I think everybody, you know, Muslims.
Do you have a video on the Dean show that talks about this?
Yeah, I think this is so important. I'll just give you a condensed version. So you had a John Nelson Darby funded by some of these Zionist families. He gets also connected with... Scofield actually takes some of his teachings. Now he's a con man,
okay?
In jail, right?
Oh wow.
So now he gets the Scofield reference Bible. This was pushed into, they got it in the UK printing press, Oxford. Wow. Now they brought it to US. It was in all the universities, the churches, study Bible. So they have the footnotes in there, the exegesis of these verses. They're connecting the verses to the modern state of Israel. Get the catch now?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happens is now the Christians start to believe that, okay, this is part of our religion, our aqidah, right? Our belief, and we're sinful if we don't support it because this twisted, this deception that was in this Scofield Bible. So he's talking about it. It's interesting.
It's crazy.
Carl Tuckerson is talking about it. More Christians are waking up to this.
Yeah, that's a big shift if they end up completely acknowledging.
Yeah, this is huge because I think 80% or 70-80% of Christians, you've been to Dallas, you were to the churches and they got the flag and whatnot.
The mega churches, yeah.
Yeah, and they're supporting this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But hopefully now with Carl Tuckerson now speaking on this and other Christians who are coming out, it's starting to catch some momentum and people are snapping out of this programming then go even deeper, start looking at Islam. And what would you, as we close up, when we talked about Antichrist, Islam, when they start to see, hold on, I've had guests, Christian guests, come on and ask them, say, hey, do you get offended when we say Jesus, peace be upon him? And they laugh, right? You know, we honor him as one of the greatest prophets that ever existed, one of the five greats, his mother chapter named after her in the Quran. We say peace be upon him, her. So what do you, when you start tying all this together about the return of Jesus, right, the strong reverence we have for him, what do Christians, have you had any experience explaining this to Christians, and what's their response?
The Christians, I believe, they may have a very sincere intention. That's how I feel regarding it. Very emotional and truly loving. And when we keep that in mind and we address the problems and we try to go to the facts, and as you mentioned, like this example, how the Zionist push to add a chapter and brainwash, when they are starting to uncover these things, then the emotions will be in the right place.
Yes.
Because sincerity alone does not make the action correct. You have to be sincere and do the right thing. Some people may do the right thing with a bad intention. That's still wrong. So you got to do the right thing with the right intention. So you may have, for example, we believe in the Quran, it's as clear as the sun, if not more, how some people from, let's say, the Yahudi faith, they truly believe Muhammad is a prophet of God. 100%.
You have some Jews who believe that.
100%.
Yes.
God says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ. They know Muhammad as the prophet of God. The way they know who their child is. Do you ever pick up the wrong child from school?
No.
You never went to school and be like, oh, that's not my kid. No, or like, maybe he is, I'm not sure.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.